that disease. Yeah. The envious man is a different quality. Actually, comparing with America, the people are more happy in America, not in Russia. Is it fact? I've seen it. They are terrorized. No freedom. Everyone is terrorized. They must be. Terrorism condition. They must believe something like that. There isn't that.
Here comes Gurvidas. You know.
Morning, 11 September 1974, Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was saying that managers and assisting managers is not difficult, except that all the European and American boys didn't understand the concept of Prabhu. We each call each other Prabhu, but we are thinking that I am Prabhu when all others are servants. Not that the one I'm calling Prabhu or the one who's calling me Prabhu are mutual Prabhus.
He's typing the tapes now. Type one tape takes him about 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yes.
How is that?
That is the usual time.
Not possible.
Huh?
It's not possible to take so long.
But he puts the Bengali in the Sanskrit.
And so they were telling me 3 to 4 hours.
Who? Even if he bombed and man was, he didn't accept him. As far as possible, I tell all colonies. And there is no specification what we mean, what to what we mean. You should be clear of all questions. Then he will be able to push very forcefully. You must be prepared to answer all the questions.
One question. You say that Krishna consciousness will solve all problems. But actually, there's so many problems in the world that aren't being solved. so many problems in the world, and many say that they can solve all the problems. So what is the proof?
They could not. The problems are there.
Sometimes we are criticized. They say, oh, you say you can solve all problems. That is utopian. That is
not utopian. You do not know. Because it's like when you have a disease, there's a problem. So, to solve that problem, where do you go?
To the doctor.
To the qualified physician, not to the storekeeper. Similarly, first thing is, when you want to solve a problem, you must go to the right person. First of all, you have to select. So, we understand that Krishna is the right person. So therefore, it is guaranteed. He knows everything. Others, they do not know. May know to some extent, not perfect. The first thing is that we have to select from whom. Sadvijnanartham sa guru eva avigacche Vedas. Now to solve the problem or to understand the situation, you should go to the guru. So, who can be better than Krishna as guru? He taught, he gave lesson to Brahma, the original living creature in the universe. Pini Brahma Ja. He gave lessons to Brahma, how to create. Therefore, who can be a better guru than Krishna? What? Even Brahma. He has created this universe, but he taught Brahma. And Krishna is accepted the supreme guru. To take instruction from him or his pure representative. That is otherwise there is. You cannot compare any ordinary person with Krishna. Krishna is the original guru, instructor. You do not know about Krishna, there is a difference. But if you want to solve your problem, you must approach guru, that is the Vedic instinct. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche. This verb is used when we must, no excuse, gacchet, bidiling. In Sanskrit there are different forms of verb. So when bidiling is used, that means he must. There is no question of alternative. He must. So, Krishna is the original guru. Pini, Namdi, Adhikava. Adhikava and Adhikavi. The original learned scholar. How much brain he has that he has created this universe. Brahma. He has created the demigods. He has created the planets. And you are instructed by Krishna. Who can be better guru than you? And so far you are concerned, in general people, you are not serve any person. Therefore require, they say, revelation. Problem is not solved. We are accepting one wrong process, and after going through it for some time, we want to change it. And that is not solution. That means you do not know how to make it solve. You are simply trying this method, that method, this method, that method, that is it. That is not perfect. But because you cannot solve, therefore you say that a periodical revelation is required, because you have no solution. You do not know how to solve. You have to accept some process for some time. And when you see it is useless, you make a revolution, another one. This is perfection. This is called punacchar vitachar. Practically we see that there is sex. Material life means sex pleasure. You told me in Mexico, in the state, they are having sex.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, meaning in public?
Yes, you told me. What
is that? They have it with, you mean with the asses?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. Public state. Because they do not know, except sex, they think this kind of sex is very nice. Puna punachar vitacharvana. Cheering the chill.
They're not satisfied with sex with a man, so they have it with an ass.
Right. Center is sex. Now this sex, or that sex, or that sex, ordinarily. In Paris, Paris, you know, this is city of prostitutes. Mm. And the roads there are prostitutes. Mm. Where we have got our temple, we saw so many prostitutes. And those who are prostitute hunters, they go to Paris. From our childhood, I know our one family physician, we are at that time boys, 8 or 10 years old. He was talking with his another Mahavajan friend, how he too many countries, and how many different types of prostitutes he kept. This was the truth. So he was talking of Paris. Though you are boy, this we could understand. This is the truth.
old men, returned men, they will also talk of sex. Neither can they. And they linger. Now, they could not enjoy sex, but by talking. And we have practically seen, when you are young, our grand mother-in-law, my father-in-law's mother, old lady, she would talk freely about sex. She'll ask me, you capture the breast of your wife. She would make a fun and enjoy. You do like that. She teaches like that. I was 20, 23 years old. That's married, but she'll enjoy that. She had other grandchildren. My father-in-law was two brothers. So my father-in-law is your younger brother, and his elder brother, her daughter also of the same age, she would enjoy with that grandson-in-law. Robert, Birbal. The Akbar Basa asked Birbal, what is your idea of sex life? How long it continues? He answered, up to the point of death. No, I don't believe. All right. So, one day, all of a sudden, Birbal came to Akbar Basa, said, you have to go with me, with your youngest daughter. Akbar Basa's daughter, king's daughter, very sweet. The father and the daughter and Birbal went to see one dying man. The man was dying. And he asked Birbal, Akbar Basa, that he simply see his face. So when he was entering, that man was looking to that young girl, not the Akbar Basa. He was looking for that over the young girl. Both of them are intelligent. Then Akbar Basa said, yes. Well, our shastra says, Janama Infinavadi Grihami Sutandi Paksham. What is the happiness? Grihastha life. Grihastha is defined. Griha may be. There are two words. Grihastha means living husband, right? The aim is Saka. And Griha Medhi means he has no Krishna consciousness, therefore his life is sexless. That is the difference. Therefore this word is used, Griha Medhi. Jana Maithana, what is the standard of that Maithana? Sex, that's all. Jana Maithana. All these Grihasthas is fine. They are accommodating one you. They are enjoying sex life. Then daughters, sex life. Sons, sex life. Grandsons, sex life. They're busy. Especially in India, you'll find they spend thousands, lakhs of rupees for sons and daughters and grandsons, sex life. Is it not? That is their happiness. I am enjoying sex just like my grandmother-in-law. He is concentrating on sex. And she was old, she had no opportunity. Let this grandson-in-law, granddaughter. One who is important, he wants to see others enjoying sex. You know this? He enjoys. He cannot do it. There are many persons, he is important, so he brings another man to his wife, when he wants to see him. You know this? Sex. They will see the dog sex life, very many. How is India? Cow's sex life. Dog is having sex and he will get very crowd. This is the basic principle of material life, sex. In this way, prostitution, this way, that way, that way, that way. This is the only point. There is no other happening. Janama Yitana, Purani, Sukham, Chau. And this kind of happiness must abound. Most of them. But that is the center of happiness. Janama Yitana, Purani, Sukham. Most abominable part of the body for passing urine, obnoxious smell, but that is the point. How much degrades this material life? Janama Itanadi, Gisvami, Sukham. This Shastra has picked up. Most abominable thing, that is the point of pleasure. Janama Itanadi, Maitanadi. He is himself, for his son, for his grandson, for his dear grandson. His family, very aristocratic. If we study analytically, we can understand how much we are illusion. And this must have a male thing we have taken into the center of habit. Maya sukhaya paramud bhato vimura. Shuchi tato vimutate. These rascals, they're enjoying certain type of most abominable happiness. Tato vimutate. How to enjoy life simply by thinking of your pastime. But I'm unhappy. Suchi. Suchi means unhappy. Why? Tato vimukacheta. These rascals who have no Krishna consciousness, they have made huge arrangements simply for sex. Maya sukha. Bharamad. How they can deliver from foreign country. So Vaishnava has no problem. He has not Krishna. But he wants to preach to save these rascals. We need Krishna. But if he is fallen himself, how he can save others? Then it is andhajata, vaipanyam. One blind man is leading others. Where is it? We will all fall. Rich. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, भारत भूमि पे मनुष्य जन्म ही लीला जन्म सार्थक करी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू बी परफेक्ट बिकॉज यू हैव गॉट अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड देन डू परोपकार देन गो टू अदर कंट्री दैट इज चैतन्य नॉट दैट यू रिमेन ब्लाइंड एंड गो जस्ट लाइक ऑल दिस रास्कल्स स्वामी एंड जो दे आर ब्लाइंड They do not know what is spiritual. And the other they are blind and talks some simply. Big, big talks. Bhak chakra. Here also, this is Akhandananda. He is speaking on Bhak. He is a rascal, blind. He doesn't know what is Krishna. He is misleading others. You have seen in Bombay that Sadaji Vatlal brought some pictures.
Yes.
Mirabai is becoming mixed up with Krishna. Mm. Have seen it?
Yes, that was the final point. She worshipped Krishna throughout our whole life, so at the end she could become one of them.
The Mayavadi rascals. But they do not refer, where Krishna says that you become my devotee, then you become pushed.
They showed the two bodies coming together.
Huh? Yeah.
I think the picture of the two bodies.
Krishna says, that you and me and all these things that existed before will exist now and it shall exist in this way in future.
What does it say? Let me use it mixed. Never said. These rascals now got so many parties recently. Well, where do you get this idea? There is Aditya Mukti. But Krishna never said that you take it. All this Ramakrishna Mission, all this sankara. He gives the example that rivers come from different sources. When it comes to the ocean, it is mixed up. Why don't you see within the ocean? Within the water, there are big fishes. They do not make sense with the water. They see superficial the water. It is me. Andhajatam dhirupami yoma. Our pleasure is come here, play with Krishna, as come and come. Come here, dance with Krishna as Gopi. Come here, accept Krishna as your son. Krishna will accept you as your mother. Leading your knowledge to an angel. Anyway. Like enemy, demon, displaying part of enemy, Krishna killing, that is also pastime, too. That is also enjoyment. It's like sometimes we fight, friend to friend, to enjoy life. Because fighting is enjoyment. To become enemy of Krishna purposefully and to fight with him, that is giving pleasure to Krishna. Krishna is enjoying. And he also becomes so staunch enemy. So this is also transcendental pleasure. It's like Bhishma. He fears in the body of Krishna. And he's coming to Chakra. That is a pleasure. Krishna is enjoying being pierced by a devotee. A devotee is enjoying, now Krishna is coming to kill me. So anyway, you can deal with Krishna and enjoy transcendental. Either as enemy, or as friend, or as son, or as lover, as a master, as a servant, anywhere. Krishna is prepared to deal with you anywhere. In 12 rasas, akhila rasa amrita sindhu, raso vaisa, the Vedas, he is the deserver of all. Lapthanandi. when we exchange rush of transcendental bliss, labdhanandi, then we get transcendental bliss. As the materialist has centered around the sex this way, that way, similarly, the transcendental is their center is Krishna. That is the divine. So, if you want to enjoy life, making Krishna as the center, that is it all. And this life means it is not eternal. Now we enjoy sex as human being, next as dog, next as monkey, next as flies, next as this, next as that. The center is sex, but you have to change according to your mental condition at the time of the different modes. That is not eternal. Bhutta Bhutta Pralija. You accept one type of body, enjoy sex according to that body, then you accept another body. The sex life is there. A human being, sexual. And as a dog, sexual. As a fly, sexual. Fly also enjoy sex life, you see?
Yes.
The center is sex, the birds.
Birds also.
Everywhere. Jadavadi mama citta krishna padaravinda. Since I have learned how to enjoy the association of the lotus feet of Krishna, and I get more and more eternal transcendental bliss. Since that time, Bhatanari Sangam is Madhyaman. Even if I think of sex life, you told me, Bhavati Mukha Vikar. Bhavati Mukha Vikar. Mukha Vikar, I taste and smell. Sushti Nishti Mantra. This is Krishna consciousness. When the mind will be fixed up, this thing, then you enter Krishna. Otherwise it is mixed up. You have to purify. When this attitude will put down, what is it? Then Krishna consciousness will give you. Tadavadhi vatanari sangam is madhyaman. You are not actually doing simply by thinking, oh, I was doing this. What I was doing. This is your. even if I think mentally, that means I'll have to get back. Again, this is gratitude. The thing mentally, they read so many novels, fiction, this ancient, this excellent, and this ordinary man. They read Bhagavad, hear Bhagavad, Rasa-lila. The thing here is the same thing. Krishna and the Gopis, the same thing. Why not hear this? But actually, Shastra says, if one hears Rasa-lila, then that lusty desires will be finished. Vikritam hridam ca Vishnu prajodati buddhan nidham anusanta athavarnaya bhaktim param pratilabha hridrupam apavati achirinuddhi. There is the result. If one actually hears from the right source, lusty, then this lusty desire of sex life. But these people, they are hearing life after life, but the sex concentration is making offense. The Krishna is also doing the same thing. They'll publish both. One that's called Bhattacharya is published. In Paris, he saw.
The myth of Krishna?
Yes. That's sex life. Radharani, naked. He's given the first picture, and that is published by the United Nations.
The United Nations is also encouraging sex.
They do not know except this thing. Anyone. They have no other desire. That without sex life, there can be higher transcendental, eternal pleasure. They do not know it. Whole world, whole universe, whole material creation is centered around that. It's the pivot that I already explained. Janma yatna vigrahami sukham cham. That is there. They do not know anything.
That was one of your first instructions to me. I came to see you. I was telling you about a professor, one of my professors, who saw that all literature, all culture, all poetry, everything was simply motivated by sex life. And you said that he was right. I thought he was wrong. And you said, yeah, no, he was right. And you explained about the same point.
Therefore, the Freud philosophy, it is centered around sex. Yeah. They do not know. How they can know? Only the Krishna consciousness. That is, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padara vinda nama nama nama. You are a young man, beautiful, young, prosperous.
a dead of man, came to Canada. Yeah, so no. So, Haridas Thakur took his compassion. This old man has come to me. All right. 3 days sitting on the beach. Me and the children. I cannot be. Now you are sit down and chant Hare Krishna.